end of the day, we got 15 races and 5 awesome days. The Wayuku winds play their part. Shifty and variable is what sets it apart. No matter what happens, good sailors will always make their mark. This year they came from far and wide, from Brisbane to the frigid south. High expectations as we waited on the tide. Darcy and Sasha conducted the show with style and poise of a top maestro. Consistency was the order of the day. After 30 years of trying, Ray finally took the chocolates away. The Aussies were thrilled, the idyllic love nest just as the brochure had billed. The whirligig races put them through their paces. Those shifts can be a bitter pill. As tough as it was, they still did manage it all very well. Commodore John was the best international. Lucas adopted the old Buffalo girls, scorched in from the corner like a seasoned professional. Whilst many suffer in the brutal conditions, Rod, our legend, showed no quarter was given. As we know, champions don't age, they just get more driven. The OK Sailors improved the quality of the fleet. At 88 kgs they may want to seek out a steak to eat. Was Carl just frustrated as he talked to himself? Probably longing for his Fantastica he had given away. He still got third, so not a bad outcome anyway. Richard suffered through with a broken rib. In true Southern style, competed with grit. So now it is over, our winner is found. Time for beers and cheers, planning for the next time around. So see you in Nelson in November, and we'll be there with skates on. So remember, if it turns out you don't win, there's more to sailing a fin than having your name on the tin.